It's got Dan and Jesse's snack corner, the reflexive nature of judgment, and the banal requisites for successful courtship at 40.
The Ferris wheel found a feather. Oh shit, I forgot how it goes. And it was...
Excuse me.
Excuse me. You're standing in the way of the Ferris wheel.
That's not how it goes.
That's not how it goes. Excuse me. The Ferris wheel found a feather and it was fun forever. That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
The Ferris wheel found a feather and it was fun forever. 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 You remember that? You know what that quote's from?
What quote?
I thought you made it up.
Oh, no, the part before, but I segued it and morphed it into a quote. The quote from the movie is, forever, forever. That's from fucking Sandlot, yo. Sandlot, bro.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's an obscure pull from the Sandlot.
Yeah, Sandlocked. I'm Sandlocked.
Can you guess what the more cliched Sandlot quote would be?
You're killing me, Smalls.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Smalls, you're killing me.
I didn't see that movie.
Well, when
Willie,
the
Willie, you're killing me.
Oh, right. Aren't you? You're working on an elf voice, right?
Yeah. Working on my... No, that wasn't good.
See, I hear you loud and clear.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, Willie.
Yeah.
Quit sucking on that glass dick.
Today is March the 1st.
That's inaccurate, but that's the only... I don't have any other...
You know, any date-related
you know,
quotes?
Natalie was doing that excuse me voice and saying, excuse me. It was pretty funny.
On purpose?
Ma'am.
Yeah, because she listens to the podcast.
Oh, nice. I like that. It's quotable. It's very quotable. Excuse me.
Funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, I heard a rumor. Mm. I heard a rumor that you are an entertaining guy, Dan.
Lies, all lies. Nothing entertaining here, Mr. Boring Straight Shooter, all the way. I did a thing with my hand.
This guy's putting me right to sleep.
Oh my God, what am I going to do with my balls?
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do with these balls, huh?
Hey. These balls are completely uninteresting. I'm going to sleep.
They're uninteresting balls. There's Garth.
Balls.
Garth the cat.
Balls.
Whoa, she's walking on the key. She's doing that thing where the cats walk on the keyboard and it's cute but obnoxious.
It is.
Yeah. I bought these snacks.
What kind of snacks did you bring?
Yeah, what did you get?
I got some...
Oh.
I'm getting some, like, straight... Okay, come on.
That's interesting.
It's gonna be, you're going to play a video. And then...
They're called quesaritos.
Quesitos.
Quesitos, right. Quesitos. Quesarito is something at Taco Bell.
Quesito.
Quesitos. Quesitos. Chistins quesitos. Diana.
Quesitos.
They're like Cheetos, except they are some kind of weird... Some kind of off-brand of Cheetos. Imported to U.S. by Costa del Sol Enterprises.
Yeah, Costa del Sol, they bring in all sorts of stuff.
Wait, but then it says Miami, Florida.
Well, what
imported
did you think?
Imported to U.S. from Miami?
Well, you know.
Well,
you ever been to Miami?
No, maybe they're imported to Miami.
Oh,
like the Miami's
see.
In the U.S.
I didn't read it all. It says made in El Salvador. And it was imported to Florida.
The Salvadorian Cheetos.
Salvadorian Cheetos.
Low right.
What else did you get?
I got some kind of they just said blueberry min, and I didn't see the rest because it's covered
like
by sticker.
Some kind of scone.
Blueberry
something.
Minge?
A blueberry minge.
Hello, I'm the blueberry minge. Hello. Eat me. Lick my minge. Lick my minge, I'm blueberry minge. Lick my minge, I'm the blueberry minge. My minge tastes like toffee.
They're blueberry. They're 7-Eleven Select brand blueberry mini scones. They're made with I'm trying to get this sticker.
That's
off.
What they kind of look like.
They're made with real wild blueberries.
Wild blueberries.
This is I thought it said the Tampa, Florida. It says Tamper Seal. I thought it was like the Tampa Seal.
Are you going to open that shit or what?
I'm the Tampa Seal. I come from Tampa.
I need some of them wild scones.
You want some? Would you rather have scones or quesitos? You
can have both. I think you know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I do. So I haven't tried these yet. I don't know what they're like. I have to get rid of this Tamper Seal. Here, all right, try some of these Tamper scones.
Thank you.
Tampa Seals. Help yourself. I don't know. I have no idea how the quality yet. Jesse's.
It has a strong blueberry.
I can smell
whiff
the
to it.
I can smell the blueberries from over here.
I don't know if the blueberries are wild, but
those are some wild blueberries.
It's a strong blueberry smell.
Hey man, these blueberries are wild. These are weird wild blueberries. Getting really sticky here. Here, do you want to try some?
Yes.
Help yourself. You can have as many as you want. We can eat all of them tonight if we so please.
I'm gonna sniff it before I eat it.
No. Yes, that's actually smart. That's what animals do. He's sniffing it, made a weird face.
We dropped your Cheetos.
Oh, no.
Quesitos.
It's pretty good.
Mmm.
It's dense.
Do they? You think they have like some kind of Carlos Quesito who's like eats the, you know, like the Chester Cheetah guy?
Carlos Quesito.
Carlos Quesito?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
I don't believe there's a Spanish version.
Carlos Quesito.
I may be wrong, but I don't think there's a Spanish Chester. Chester is some sort of Anglo-Saxon thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Carlos.
So I threw in some sort of Carlos.
Some sort of... No, you threw in precisely Carlos. That's where you threw in.
Yeah, not some kind
of... It was some sort of Carlos. You know, there are two types of Carlos. There's Carlos and there's Charles.
Mm. Yeah, right.
I think that's pretty much it.
Carl.
Carl, okay, that's fair. Carl. Carlsbad. Hi, I'll meet you in Carlsbad in the morning, and then we'll gather around the pool. And, you know, do the dance for the morning.
Do the dance?
Yeah, the dance for the morning. It's going to be great.
French,
we'll have these blueberry scones.
French Charles.
A safety dance.
French Charles?
Yeah, like Charles.
Charles, yeah. Carla.
Carla, right.
And Maine.
Carlos.
Charla, Maine. Hey, Jesse, do you want some more scony scones?
Perhaps in a bit.
Patrick, do you want some more scones?
They have a...
I'm still working on the original.
All right, well, anyone want any scones?
They're kind of dense, but it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I like that it has this kind of glaze, sugary glaze on the outside.
The glaze kind of helps it because, you know, it's like an American scone.
Yeah, it's not as, it's dense, but it's not as like, sometimes scones are like really like dry and poofy or something. I don't know how to, they're like too flaky.
I think like a proper scone is more like what like we would call a biscuit.
Right.
Like, whereas what they call a biscuit is a weirdo cookie. Like,
wait, now what we call a biscuit, Mike, biscuit, you mean like you get at Roy Rogers or something?
Yeah, but like, it's not exactly, but it's similar. It's more similar to like, a proper scone is more similar to what we would call a biscuit.
Mm.
It's a little different. It's not quite as fluffy, but it's almost that way. It's fluffier than what a lot of... What passes as scones in America.
Right, so an American scone is something totally, like...
It's often this sort of dense business here.
Yeah. But often, like, these are moister. A lot of them are dry, and they have that dry, like, flaky poofiness that kind of sucks. But these are actually a little moist. They're not bad. They're pretty good.
Are you
They're still not bad. They have the glaze.
I said, are you deaf? If you are, then you may be thinking of investing in a digital hearing aid. Is this for real?
Yeah, they didn't have the whole thing there.
Kind of sounded like Mike at first. I keep thinking these things are Mike. First, I thought Alf was Mike, and then I thought that was Mike at first.
My favorite are the Daniel Johnson. I mean, I could pull out quotes from everybody, but Daniel has like some of the choice stuff.
Yeah, he does.
Where he's all like, suck my dick.
Yeah, gotta suck that dick.
Some of the best ones I can't actually include on the public podcast.
Put it in your pussy.
Yeah, okay. So editing that particular episode of the podcast was complicated because... Like, yeah, because, like, everyone was like, I forget what it was. It was like, put that thing in your pussy.
Oh, wait, are you talking about the song?
Yeah, like, but, so, like.
Are you talking about, like that they may have that
no.
pussy?
No. That's the they may fuck my pussy, but right. You're the only one who has my heart.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
That's the song
that mixed up.
Okay. Yeah, that Mike and Daniel put together. No, you were, terrible. I think you were on the phone. I think Jimmy maybe had been here. But anyway. Like the initial mention was not problematic. I can't remember. It was like, you know, put it in your pussy. like, why can't I remember what it was? I had to listen to so much of it to rip it out of the podcast. Because the problem was, is like, people kept going back to it and it turned into like this running gag.
Right. That it was like was getting, put it in your pussy, boy, or something.
Yeah,
like
put
that.
It in your pussy, boy. And it was like, it was just getting more problematic. And the issue was, is just the structure of it was that it all had to be lifted out of the podcast, but it was sprinkled throughout.
Yeah, right. I do remember, was that the night that there was like a ton of people all just like...
Yeah, I think so. I think everything just evolved.
It was
into
a real chaos kind of podcast.
Right, so yeah, it's hard to censor when it's sprinkled
like
throughout.
Free jazz or something.
Yeah, it was like free jazz. So wait, it escalated like to things that were like a little too... Because put in your pussy is not like... You wouldn't censor that out.
No. I mean, like, as long as something's not coming across as, like, horrifically misogynistic or something.
Right. Okay, I got you.
Which is never the case. The case is sometimes it's a contextual thing, right? Mm-hmm. Because there are... Because since we know each other for many, 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 many years, too many, frankly.
Yes. Got to do something about that.
There, you know, sometimes we'll talk about somebody's something that's like referencing something else, and it's like if everyone knew us for 20 years, they'd be like, oh, haha, that's a they're subverting the patriarchy subtly. But the problem is if you don't know us for 20 years, it's just like, oh, those guys are pieces of shit.
Yeah, exactly. And they would have reason. They would be in the right to think that.
And but the thing that's funny about it is like here and there, like one or two, like you said, I wouldn't censor like one instance of it, but. It sort of retroactively, like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but like basically it was like crystallized. Mm. It was similar how in the Silmarillion.
Okay.
In the creation myth where you know, basically Melkor, you know, Morgoth goes by at a certain point. Melkor, like the they all start singing, you know, Eru is all like, y'all, I made you people. Yeah. You all start singing, and then creation was spun out of that, and that like created the earth and the water and the sky.
Oh, I remember you talking about, yeah, it was like the creation was out of like harmony.
It's called like the Akalabeth or something like that.
Yeah, and, like Akalabeth.
And it had to do with like harmony, the harmonious creation of the earth.
So they were literally singing the creation into existence.
Because I haven't read the Silmarillion, but I remember.
Yeah, and Melkor, was discordant, and you know, evil was sort of woven into the creation, but I was using that as an analogy to our podcast because the parts that were problematic were like so embedded in there that I had to peel them out carefully.
They had the touch of Melkor,
and then the conversation had to flow, so I had to, you know, peel this out and prod it and so you know.
Oh, he had a problem with the cord.
He's stepping on my cable.
Like, what's going on there?
So, so you probably learned a lot that day about, you know, like you could put that on your resume if it was ever, you know.
Yo, man, you could put that on your resume.
Yeah, you could put that on your resume.
I will.
Now, like you had some skills involved in like making sure shit, it's not as simple as and mechanical as take this out. It's like take this out and it still has to make sense.
It has to make sense. Oh, yeah. But the issue with putting it on the resume would be here. And they would say, oh, we notice on your resume, it says that you're very good at editing audio for podcasts. Could you tell us more about that?
Oh, yes.
And I would have to say, oh, no. Yes, it's true, but I can't point you to the example.
Yeah, right, no.
I'm not going to give you the link or anything.
Right, yeah.
If you find it, more power to you.
Good, but, you know. Yeah, that's the problem. But
I suppose it depends on, you know, if it was an entertainment job, maybe they'd be into it. They'd say, oh, these guys are clearly the most entertaining.
These guys are very
on the internet.
Well, I knew a guy that when he applied to jobs for, this is not me, this is not saying secret code for me, but it's really some other person.
I knew this guy
and he sucked.
And he was like, he smelled funny.
And he had a big butt for a nose and his name was
Butt Nose.
Dander.
He had butt nose.
And he had butt nose disease.
Dirty old butt bones.
And he sucked butts. Okay, no, I knew this guy who would apply to jobs, and he was a programmer, and he was also a musician. No. And he said that he was trying to hide the fact that he was, or he wouldn't bring up the fact that he was a musician, and in fact, he like didn't, he was trying to prevent it from being mentioned. Like, he wouldn't lie about it, but he was also, he felt that, it, he even said he felt that it would be sort of like, it would work against him to getting a programming job. And I'm like, I don't agree with that, but like, I feel like I guess I could see where he's coming from. I don't know. Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Daniel Johnson.
Tell us all about it.
Wait, I heard the noise. I heard a boo-ba-doo-boo.
What was the total strikeout?
I got it.
It's more of a...
Did it get stopped?
This guy fucks.
No. Because this is not recording on the computer. It's just recording onto this.
Word. Oh, yeah, that's why there's no
delay. I
have
these all plugged into the sound effects.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello there.
How's your penis?
Oh. Ah. Sorry, that was misogynistic, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, do you want any snacks?
Kinda.
We have a... We have, if you want something sweet, we have a 7-Eleven Select Blueberry Mini Scones.
Mm.
They've got a nice little glaze on the outside.
Huh.
Okay, that looks like a no. Now, we also, if you want something savory, we have a Quesitos, which is Salvadoran brand Cheetos.
Try that.
And then we have, and then Patrick provided these Lee's sandwiches, which are delicious.
Can I have a Lee sandwich?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I always have coffee when I watch Radar. You know that. Of course I do, sir. Everybody knows that. Of course we do, sir.
Yeah. We're going to have to take that part out.
I know.
We were just talking about stuff we edit out.
Oh, man.
That was a good segue.
Although sometimes it's funny to, like, instead of editing it out, just put, like, a long beeping noise.
Yeah.
The only problem is you can only do that, like, sparingly, because otherwise it really, you just make somebody sound, because then you leave it to the imagination of the audience.
Yeah.
And that could be problematic.
May I have whatever he's grabbing?
You,
what?
You may.
Hey, I'm grabbing
whatever
his butthole.
Whatever he has been grabbing.
May I have
could
one?
You grab
Dan?
Him a soda of some sort. Yeah,
yeah. Isn't there some sort of proper Sprite in there that's like normal?
There's a cherry Sprite.
Yeah.
There's a regular cherry Sprite. I don't. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you. Coke.
What's the
zero
regular
sugar.
Cherry Sprite?
Oh, a cherry Sprite.
Like
there's
Coke,
a Sprite Zero
sugar.
On the bottom, but there's also a regular cherry Sprite. And I think that is what Jesse would like.
I like Coke Zero
Full
Sugar.
Full sugar.
Zero calorie zero. Cola.
Try,
it's Coke
look,
Zero
look around,
Sugar.
Look, see if there's another one. There might be another one. You can
zero
also look in the door.
Cola.
Like Jesse's going
Coke
over there.
Zero sugar.
Jesse's going to go look for himself. Because it's like the darker colored
Jesse
one.
Got these Snack Factory pretzel crisps. They're garlic parmesan deli style.
What's this?
It says rethink your pretzel.
That looks good too. Man, you guys are hooking me up.
We got the shits, man.
Wait.
That didn't come out quite how I expected.
I think that's roast pork from Lee's Sandwiches.
I've never eaten Lee's Sandwiches. It's fucking good.
Oh, it's even better when it's fresh because, I mean, this was made this morning and put in the fridge. Yeah, they're pretty tasty.
I've always
they're
heard
good,
about
right?
this place.
Yeah, that's banh mi, right?
Yeah.
Banh mi.
Banh mi. Banh you.
Banh mi.
Willie.
Willie. Hey, Willie.
I think those are all pork that's left. We had pork chicken in the combination.
Where's the cat one? I'm Alf.
So what have you been talking about all night? What I missed?
Dicks.
I'm absolutely silly.
I'm absolutely silly.
You didn't miss much. But
we just started recording.
But you could hear it. You can hear it when it's on the podcast.
Yo, hear it, don't fear it.
Hear it, don't fear it.
Hear it, don't fear it.
I can explain everything.
I got the spirit.
Some people hear it. Some people fear it. Spirit. Some people just won't go near it.
That's right. They call the Ghostbusters and they're in control. They were throwing a party for a bunch of children. When all the while, the slime was under the building. And they say some really cool, funky shit that's really awesome when you say it.
The slime was under the building.
Is that, do they say?
They say, like, to get the proton packs on your backs and they split.
Yeah. I remember
what?
That part.
Yeah. It's Ghostbusters too. But they have to take
control.
Gotta take control. If it's up to me, I got to be control.
That song was from Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah,
it's Bobby Brown, yo.
See, Dan, the problem is that was such an excellent rendition that now we're going to get blocked on YouTube or something.
That would be on honor.
Their web crawlers are going to crawl all over this podcast and just snatch it away. Snatch it away from
the
public.
You make it sound like a nightmare. Like
that's what they do.
Horrible,
it is horrible little AI robots that are like scuttling through your videos and they poke around and they're like, ha ha. This sounds too similar to the original.
Oh,
and we're gonna have to destroy it.
That's, oh man.
That's how
copyright takedown notice.
I would be kind of flattered though.
Well, yes, of course you should.
Damn your talent, Dan.
Damn your eyes.
Damn your eyes. So how long have you been here, Jesse? When did you get here?
Like
he got here on November 10th.
Yeah, yeah. And we got to get the time.
At 10:05
A little after 10.
P.M.
So it's 12:15 now. You got here around 10:15.
It's 12:30.
So, oh, it's 12:33. So you've been here for over 2 hours. What has happened during those 2 hours?
Not quite over 2 hours.
About 2 hours?
Probably about 2 hours.
That's what I was going to say.
I think he was here for over 2 hours because it is 12:30.
Right.
He got here a little after 10.
Have you seen this room set up?
No. Oh. This is brand new. This is fucking messing me up. It's
going to make you go insane.
Insane.
Yep. Like it's that dog.
Yeah. What are those pretzels? The rethink your pretzel thing?
That's something you should try.
Yeah, I want to try
your
that.
Pretzel.
Yeah.
There's one rethink of pretzel.
This came from the snack
Jesse's, Jesse and Dan's snack corner.
Yes.
You guys.
Wait, this is a snack corner. This is a totally snacky corner.
So when did Dan arrive?
We're snacking it up.
I arrived, what is it, like a little after 11, perhaps?
I don't keep close track of these things.
Come on, man.
I don't keep close track of these things.
Jesse's been here for 2 hours. You've been here
for
1 hour.
Hey, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. Oh, no.
Actually, that's usually bad. That's bad news, man.
That's the bad one?
I'm going to see. The thing is like some suspicions or superstitions are so ridiculous that because I never even heard of that. Is that like a thing where you just
no, I just made that up.
Because I can believe
but
that.
It probably is to
my
someone
phone just
somewhere.
Says 0034.
What the fuck? Why do you got that 24-hour joint on there?
That's bad news.
Because that's what I like, man.
You like that 24-hour shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck for?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Hello.
Hello.
So, okay. So Jesse's been here for an hour, 2 hours. You've been here for 1 hour.
One and a half hour, maybe.
How long have you been recording?
We just started like 10 minutes ago.
Really? Like, so.
Yeah, you got
here.
We've
been recording since like last night. We started recording.
Really?
And yeah.
Oh, you meant last. Yeah, we took a break for an hour and then we started again. Yeah.
So you guys have been. Well, that was like a 40-hour recording or something?
About 40.
Yeah, we took a break. About at 10 o'clock, we took a 5-minute break.
Okay. Smoke if you got them.
Yeah. Well, you know, vaping mostly these days.
Yeah, vape if you got them. That doesn't sound nearly as cool.
Okay, so. I know this is Jesse, you tell me if this has happened to you, because this seems bizarre to me, yet it's happened to me repeatedly. Is I will be in DC, I will be wandering around or perhaps loitering on a street corner, vaping on my nicotine vape pen, and a person will come up to me and say, hey bro, you got a cigarette? I'll be like, no, I'm I'm obviously vaping. Like,
people do that at work.
They ask you for a cigarette?
Yeah, I'll be like, no, I don't have that.
Also asking for a lighter. I mean, I used to have a lighter often, but I don't smoke cigarettes any longer.
And they don't understand. And you try to explain it, but they don't understand it. So they just think you're an asshole, basically.
But they can also see that I have a vape thing and I'm like putting it in my mouth and I'm pushing a button. I'm sucking on it and then I'm exhaling a cloud of sort of cotton candy smelling vapor.
Right. Yeah, but
they're
whatever
not flavored it. And
but they're not understanding how it works. Is what I'm saying is they don't understand that it doesn't require a lighter or a cigarette. It's
should I be
totally
like?
Different.
Should I be sympathetic to these people? Because
they just assume. Maybe they just think you might have a lighter. Just like they would ask me. I don't smoke at all.
Yeah, and by the way, totally fair point. And I include that in my deliberations. That's why I didn't immediately start punching these people out.
Good.
But check it out. I once asked someone, I was like, hey man, you got a lighter? And he was like, no, I don't smoke. And I was like, I just asked if you a lighter. I don't need your life story, man. Like,
that's some shit there.
Fuck
and,
you.
And I would like to have a lighter at all times out of just for pure practicality.
Yeah.
It would be useful to have. I keep lighters in my car usually because sometimes you might have to set fire to something.
I never even saw that guy again. And I was no situation why we would ever see each other again, but he felt like he had to tell me that he doesn't smoke.
If you had a lighter.
He was judging me, is what he was doing.
If you had a lighter, you could have set his ass on fire.
But see, like, the problem is, so to be fair to him, his reaction maybe wasn't the best reaction. It was unnecessary. But yes, he was judging you. But however, the issue is that judgment is sort of it's a reflexive action. And being a reflexive action, you can't not judge a person, I guess. Mm-hmm. But you can learn from and control your responses. And you can create a new reflexive action, which is when you have the reflexive judgment, that you then reflexively like double stop yourself and be like, oh, but before I say something, ridiculous, like maybe I should think about it a little bit. If it's like, is this going to add to the net positivity in the world? Just say, no, I don't smoke.
Right, right. And that's why he could have worked on that. And my reflexive action, my reflexive action was to just not say anything. It could have been
to like literally stare at him.
Yeah, I could have just look at him.
Just stood there with your fist out.
Just like, that look you get where it's just blank look, where you just pause for a moment and look, and then you just continue on. But here's the thing about reflexive actions. It doesn't matter what my reaction was. As you can tell, it was remarkable enough that I still remember it to this day. And yeah. I'm talking, this was years ago that this happened. Yeah. So he changed the course of my life by saying that. Now, how do I reflexively not
it's
allow...
what makes time travel possible.
Exactly.
Flux capacity.
Anyway, I was just saying, how can I make that not affect the rest of my life? I don't know. So we can change our actions, but
I think
we
it
can't
already
change
has.
Our... Yeah. And so in the future when that happens, I have to figure out a way to reflexively not give a shit. I don't know.
You could, if somebody else did that to you again, you could be like, I didn't think you were a smoker. I just thought you might be resourceful. I suppose I was mistaken.
Dude, that's actually not a bad idea. Yeah,
but it's also a mean thing. It's kind of mean, but sometimes, I don't know. It's like the guy who told James and I to have a beneficial day.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I sent us into a rage.
Right. But the point is for me, real quick, the point is for me is, if I had the right thing I would have said, there would have been no regret.
Yes.
And so that's the thing. The problem is there was no closure on my part. Yeah. Anyway, go to what you were saying about...
No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the lack of closure. It's the understanding, like with the guy saying, have a beneficial day. It's a multi-level understanding of he's being obnoxious, and he knows he's being obnoxious, but he's being obnoxious by being nice, and what he's saying is qualitatively a nice thing to say, even if it has this weird, bizarre motivation behind it. Our reaction, totally ridiculous and unfair. Like,
no,
but,
it's not, actually.
But again, a reflexive reaction. The reflexive reaction that both James and I had, I think James more so than I, was to want to tear this man limb from limb.
Well, I think that what this illustrates to me is, like, let's say you had killed the guy, right? You'd be in jail for the rest of your life, and you'd be regretting that you killed him.
Yes.
But not having killed him, you're still regretting. You still have regret.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Grass is always greener.
So it's always good to, like,
sometimes... But it's more complicated because there's a guilt involved. There's the regret in not killing him. Sure, fair.
Right.
Conceded. But there's also... There's also the guilt associated with understanding the ridiculousness of that position. It's a completely absurd position to have, that a guy is perfectly polite to us and says something perfectly polite.
No, well, I think no, because it's like, let's say, like, when you yell at somebody and you wish you hadn't yelled at them and you feel bad about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, that guilt of feeling...
That never happens to me.
Well, it's happened to some people. So it happens on occasion to some people. But maybe if you hadn't yelled at them, you'd feel even worse. Like letting it out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a counterfactual. You know, you never know. You can try a different thing if you're in a similar situation.
Every mistake you make is actually not a mistake.
It's a heart you break.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
No. The thing about that guy, though, is he was being presumptuous, and he was putting himself upon you, and he was putting shit on you that you didn't need to.
This guy sounds like an asshole.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
He knows that that's not, like, the way you talk. He knows that shit. And so, like...
But the question is...
He wanted to, like, put some effort into your life. So that's selfish.
The question is there... And it's not an easy answer. Maybe there is no answer. But the question would be, philosophically, is would there have been an option, were we not blinded by our rage... Would there have been an option that would have increased the net positivity of the scenario, where we may have improved his life? Ooh. Maybe we could scold him for it, and he'd feel bad, and maybe not do that.
Maybe if
next
you
time.
Had beaten the shit out you of him, and not killed him,
pushed him off the fucking mountain.
But then he wouldn't say shit like that again, and you wouldn't go to jail. And, like, you know, because
your action has
I think
to
you can
be
still
in proportion.
Go to jail if you beat the shit out of somebody. I'm
no,
just
no,
saying.
No, I think they wouldn't have searched you down. I mean, they wouldn't have, like, really sought you out if you just beaten the shit out of them. If you'd kill them, the statute of limitations doesn't run out
been,
on that.
Would it have been different so the way James and I responded, there was our reflexive internal response, and then our external response was a polite thank you.
Right.
Would it have been better if we had had a sincere thank you? If we had said something,
No, it would have been better
thanks,
if you had
man.
Said...
I hope you have a beneficial day, too.
Only if you meant it. Only if you meant it. He was probably looking for that.
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
I'm considering the scenarios.
I figured it out. You shouldn't have beaten the shit out of him. You shouldn't have killed him. You should have been like, look, fuck you, dude.
What if he didn't mean it either?
You should have done.
Said, look, fuck you, man.
Just fuck you.
He may have actually been fucking with you.
Is it like in the South where when you say, you know, oh, bless your heart, you really mean go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
you're the worst piece of shit in the world.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
If he said have a beneficial day, and then like we responded, oh, we hope you have a beneficial day, too. Would he have then like tried to attack us? Would he have taken that as like an insult?
Yes, because he would have been like, because he would have made him realize that that's not something people say. Yeah, and so he would have been like, they're taunting me, which is a fucking, that's another reason why it's bullshit he said that.
No.
Because if you said it back,
James and I were almost murdered.
He knows that you were, he would be thinking that you're taunting him. He would know that you're taunting him.
Here's the problem with that is I think he would have been like wanting to murder you just like you're wanting to murder him. Like years later, but you wouldn't know that for sure. Like you would.
This was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, he's not thinking about you ever again. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
Like, he's never going to.
He might be.
I don't think
you
he
don't
is.
Know what that guy
he,
is.
He
like,
was looking for you to be like, huh, thanks, man.
We
he
haven't,
wanted, he wanted
we haven't seen this
your
guy.
Day.
This,
he wanted to give you an epiphany about people. And that's fucking selfish.
He might not be thinking about me.
Yeah.
He might not be thinking about James. He might have completely forgotten us. That's possible.
That's what I think.
I'll tell you another person who I do remember though, and there was no negative interaction with this person, but it was out on the Appalachian Trail. We were out 15 miles in pretty deep wilderness, not close to any particular road systems, not super close.
Yeah.
And we're huffing and puffing and effing and jeffing up this fucking mountain with our fucking packs and all our shit and gear. And then just coming around the bend the opposite way is just some guy jogging, and he doesn't have like a backpack or anything. He's just in spandex jogging gear.
Where were you?
On the Appalachian Trail.
Oh shit! So you were pretty far out.
Yeah, we were in the fucking mountains cliffy.
It's not like he lived near there.
And he was just all like doo doo doo, and he was all like, "Hey guys, you know, hey,
you know, like, hey.
Hey, as he passed by, he's like, "Hey."
He was probably thinking was like, "This is great. I love this."
Running through the mountain. He looked like he was in good shape, I will say. But I was wondering. I asked James. I said, "Where's the nearest trailhead or something?" And it was like 10 miles away or something.
Shit.
This guy's just like, "I'm just gonna jog through the."
Yeah, he loved it. He loves that shit. Well, there was that guy who ran like 50 miles in 50 days in 50 states or some shit like that. I don't know.
50 miles in 50 days.
50 miles in 50 days is not impressive. Do you mean 50 miles each of the 50 days?
Oh, yes, that's what I meant. 50 miles every day for 50 days in 50 states.
I will sign up.
Lazy,
I will sign up for the charity.
It's like
you got to run 50 miles in 50 days. But I still wouldn't make it.
Yeah, you got to run a mile a day, right?
Because every day I'd be like, you know what?
I'll do 50 miles in 49 days.
It's like in Oklahoma when it was 105 degrees outside. I was like, 105 is not too bad. This isn't nearly as bad as I thought it was. It was like, it's hot, but it's not too bad. Then come like the sixth day in the row, it's fucking miserable. You're like, fuck this shit. It's like hot dogs too, because I remember trying to eat as many hot dogs as I could.
Right.
And the first few were great, but I was literally dry heaving by like the eighth or ninth. Granted, they were cold and boiled, but they were also, it's just like, yeah, too much of a good thing, man. You know, it's gonna make you fucking throw up and shit.
I hear you.
Make
I
you
hear
fucking
you.
Throw up and shit,
it
man.
Be,
make you fucking throw up.
Grow up or
like
throw
dry,
up.
It's dry in Oklahoma, right?
They think it's humid, but it's not.
They think
because Colorado is dry, they think Oklahoma's humid.
No.
And it's like, well, it's more humid than Colorado, but it's not that humid. Not, you don't know humid until you've been to the District of Columbia, man.
I enjoy when you get somebody who's not been to D.C. before and they visit, and in the summer, visit in late July or August, where, oh, by the way, apparently nowadays in fucking late October, early November, you can also get a fucking 90-degree day.
Yeah.
But they visit, and then they're just covered in moisture, and they say, I can't believe I'm sweating this much. And you have to explain, oh, no, you're not sweating yet. That's just the condensate. That's just the moisture. There's so much moisture in the air. It's condensing onto your skin.
It's a miserable thing.
That's everyone else's sweat.
It really is.
From their skin to yours. Man.
Are there any other places in the country that have that similar humidity?
Or Florida.
No.
What about in the world? Like, is there any?
There's places that are worse.
Oh, you said country, didn't you?
Well, no, I did say country, but now I'm thinking.
I said sure. Florida. Sorry.
No, there are places that are worse. I mean,
like what? Like, does it have to be tropical or what? I mean, like,
I mean, you go to like fucking
Hawaii.
New Orleans.
New Orleans has humid. It's much more humid.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, yeah.
Florida can be, but a lot of Florida is flat, and the winds kind of go over Florida, so that like helps
right.
Southern Florida in particular. Like, the Keys are pleasant because there's wind going over them constantly. Because
it gets really hot in like Phoenix, Arizona, but it gets to be like 100 degrees, but it's not, it's a dry heat, right? So it's not...
So they say.
I don't know. I've never been there. But, I mean, it seems to me like I would rather deal with that.
No, it's true. I've been in hot days in Colorado. Colorado.
I'd rather deal with the humidity.
Really? No, are you, okay. See? Well, come on, man.
Really? I don't know.
Are
I'm
you
just,
serious?
It's that dry shit, man.
But like, you, like it. But it's you like 100 like it? Degrees and dry. It's not that bad.
Nah.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, that's what
you could just dip into a cool pool. And,
a dick.
Yeah.
Cool pool.
If you're in too dry of an area, there will be no cool pools to
start
dip into.
Fucking...
Yeah, right.
Here we can dip into a cool pool or
there's
a
plenty
swimming,
of water.
Swimming hole. One of the famous Northern Virginia swimming holes.
Yeah,
right.
You ever been to one of them hot springs? Smells like fart.
Sometimes they do.
Penalty. Yeah.
What about Sleepy Hollow Bath and Racket?
Yeah.
Shap the Jack.
It's over,
store.
Young.
He did it.
Sorry.
Yeah, you need a spot.
Yeah,
you
gotta have like a beep. Yeah.
Burr, burr, burr.
I dropped the ball.
Or like, burr, 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 burr.
Fucked up.
When Mike was here, he would do like, he would make noises. I forget what he would say, but
he was like, hell water. He was just like chanting stuff in the background.
Well, we haven't seen Mike in a while, other than that time we went to his work.
I saw him today.
You hang out with him at my work.
Well, I see him here and there. Yeah.
I see him in town.
But you guys are really close.
Roving.
Like you and Mike are
sometime
like...
Sometime we attempt to have band practice.
Yeah, you guys are in a band.
Band practice.
Allegedly.
Band.
Practice.
I'm in a band, guys. Come on. I'm cool. Why won't you fuck me?
Yeah. How often do you just hang out with Mike these days?
With your dick out.
Hardly ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? I think it's just because he's busy. Right? I mean, because it's like...
Mentally busy.
Well, it's NFL season, and it's like
well,
his
it is
busy
NFL season.
Season. It's got to be it.
He's busy.
It's got to be that. I mean, he's
nice.
Working
can
probably
you do
right
that?
Now.
Can you do
Did you
that
just find that?
On trombone? Can you do that?
Oh, hell yeah, I can do that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
That's like one of the things
like
you have to learn. In order to play trombone and be accepted, you have to learn that.
Yeah.
And you also have to be able to go... Yeah.
Right, that's,
I learned that's
that. More important.
That is one of the first things they taught me in trombone.
Yeah. It's why else would you play the trombone unless you could like do that? I remember a saxophone player was like, yo, if I played the trombone, I'd be doing that all day. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool, but you get a little tired of
it. You can't do it on saxophone.
No way you can. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck was that?
I'm just looking at sound effects.
It was cool.
It was not the sound effect I was looking for.
The Jeopardy one. The burp, burp. No, that's not Jeopardy. Whoa. No, it's Price is Right. The one that the sad Price is Right. It's like burp, burp, burp. Yes. Wow, you got that really fast.
Where did you
He's
get these?
He's got the internet.
These quesitos. Where'd you get these? Cheese?
I got those at the 7-Eleven on Patrick Henry.
Okay. Yeah, they're better than you'd think they'd be.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're not bad. They're not bad.
Shopping in the international aisle is always a good scene.
Yeah, so they have a lot of international... The 7-Eleven on Patrick Henry and Arlington Boulevard next to that cool McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That cool McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, they have whack stuff in there.
Yeah, they've got all sorts of...
I'm just eating your shit, man.
No, I brought it to eat. Yeah. Please eat. Okay, please help yourself.
Yeah.
Like, eat it all. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They have
eat
a lot of, like,
shit.
I guess...
Pretty good.
Hispanic food. Is that what you call it?
Ethnic food. This is the kind
They've
of thing
got ethnic
get,
food there.
This is the kind of thing you'd get in, like, Mexico or Bolivia, where you just...
It's actually made in El Salvador, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, we're ethnic because like we're an ethnicity, right? So we're ethnic.
No, white people aren't.
White people aren't ethnic. No.
We're in the hegemonic order.
Yeah.
So
but I won't argue with it.
No.
So this is called Cheesetins? Cheese teens?
Cheese
teens? Where does it say that?
Are you translating it?
Cheese teens. It says right
Quesitos.
There.
Oh, it says cheese teens up there. Oh, yeah.
Right, is that like... Too. Is that?
Yeah, cheese teens.
What
yeah,
is that?
Right.
Is that...
I showed them to you earlier.
Are they...
Try them.
No. I will try them.
It's called Diana... Okay, they're called Diana Quesitos, and then they're also called cheese teens. So are they... Is Quesitos just the name of the thing, like potato chips?
I guess that's...
And then cheese teens are the...
Maybe it's yeah. Maybe
the brand.
Maybe they. Maybe they.
Diana is the name of the brand, right?
I'm gonna look this up.
Maybe it's because
it's confusing.
Maybe they had like the name is in English cheese teens. Maybe because they know it's multicultural.
Well, Quesitos could mean cheese teens. Or...
Yeah. Well, oh. I mean, Quesitos doesn't mean cheese teens. Quesitos is like. I don't think quesitos means anything.
It means small cheese.
It's got
cheese,
something to do
right?
with cheese.
Well, yeah, that would. Yeah, queso. Queso is cheese, and I guess quesito would mean small cheese.
Well, what is cheese teens? That's the thing I don't.
I think that's the name of it because it.
What
when
are
you
these
when you type teens? In cheese teens, the only thing that comes up is the Diana cheese teens, the product you're holding right there.
Oh, is it because they're Cheetos, but they're not? That's trademarked or whatever.
I think they are cheese teens, and I think quesitos must be a more generic. Term.
I think no. So you think it's a cheese teen is a
yeah.
type of quesito?
Yes, because and I believe I've confirmed this, and here's the evidence.
As opposed to a type of Carlos.
When you search for cheese teen, you only get this product. You get the Diana cheese teens, and you can buy it. You can click on a link. You can see where it's available. So that's what you get.
So
you get this product.
What kind of other quesitos are
when
there?
You type in
quesitos?
You get quesitos recipe, quesito. Puerto Rican quesitos, quesitos cream cheese pastries.
Oh, it's like a dish.
Recipes, Puerto Rican quesitos.
So it's like a dish.
Mamma mia.
It's like a dish.
It's a dish. It's a
or
food.
A thing. A yeah. food. It's like saying
easy holiday entertaining dessert idea. Puerto Rican quesitos.
Okay, so like in Nepal, they have this shit called mama, which is basically dumplings, essentially.
Mama,
dumplings, and they're kind of like you know yeah. dumplings.
There's a food truck in DC that sells those.
Yeah, so it's the kind of thing where there's different different places kind of make them their own way.
Balls.
So it's like one of those things.
They're good.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Cheese teens.
But yeah, a nice crunch to them.
Cheese teen.
Yeah, exactly. The crunch is nice. They feel more substantial than a Cheeto. I think I like the flavor of a Cheeto a little better, but I do like the texture of the cheese teen.
Yeah.
All that's left in the pretzel thing is crumbs.
Crumbs.
Can I have the crumbs?
It's Jesse's dog.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where all the salt and stuff is.
Oh,
but
it's
on that 7-Eleven,
they
also have, like, the plantain chips and...
You guys are munching up some snacks.
Yeah,
and
I was hungry. I didn't eat. I was just went straight from the meeting, or to my thing I was doing, straight to, like, this girl's house.
Oh, yeah, how did that go?
It was weird. I mean, it wasn't weird. It was fine. It was just... it wasn't bad.
But no. would it happen again?
I don't know. That's
I don't know how this dating stuff works really.
Neither
so
why? Because I yeah.
How long did you hang out for?
I got there at like 10 and I left whenever I texted you guys. So about 2 hours.
Oh yeah? You guys just hung out?
Did you watch television?
No,
movie,
we just
like
talked and we made out a bit. But
oh, that's cool.
But then it was like I don't know. Like, we kind of, like, had set the expectations too high. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Had you ever met, hung out
before?
Was
she expecting you to propose, or?
No, never. I'd never seen her in real life before.
Oh, so this is her first hangout.
Yeah.
And so you made out a little bit, and after you made out, you're like, I guess that was okay.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't
really. Would you want to see her again? Doesn't sound like it.
If she wanted to see me, yes. But if she
so
doesn't want to see me, I don't care.
So you're down to clown. That's about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if she didn't want to see me, I wouldn't be hurt by it. You know what I mean? Like, but if she wanted to hang, fine. But I don't know if I would.
And that's the foundation of true love.
Yeah.
Zero
I'm a hopeless romantic.
Zero risk.
I'm a hopeless. Yeah.
If
total,
she wanted,
total neutrality
if
in
she
all w- things.
If she wanted to, like, play mini golf with you, would you do it?
It's a little cold for mini golf.
Yeah, it's too
cold
for
okay,
that.
I'm sorry. Pick something
indoor,
else.
It could be an indoor mini golf.
Indoor mini golf.
Indoor mini
golf. Wear a coat.
If she wanted to go get something to eat,
how about
we were going to split the check 50-50? Yeah.
Once again.
I totally would.
going all in.
But it'd have to be something I would eat anyway. It's not like I'm going to some place I'm pretending to like. You know what I mean?
So if she was like, I know this great place and you weren't sure about it, you'd
yeah,
be like, eh.
I'd be like, yeah. If she mentioned some place where I've eaten before.
You'd be like, I want to go to the locker room on Broad Street.
If she wanted to go there, the parking's not that great there.
Parking is fine. You got to park in the place where I park.
So you want to make sure you at least get a good sandwich.
Yeah, this
out
chick,
of it.
She invited me over to her place and there was great fucking parking.
Yeah.
But I got lost.
In Tyson's?
No, it was at this place. It was in McLean, actually.
McLean?
It was McLean. Yeah,
it's like all.
So
all
it was like.
It's actually surprisingly close to Arlington, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the back end of Arlington.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just got on 495. I got here in like 16 minutes.
Yeah, it's always far. It's not as far as I always think it is. But.
Yeah, I got off on Gallows Road.
So if you went on a date with her to a restaurant, you wouldn't risk a bad dinner.
No, I wouldn't.
So it's like with like somebody you really cared about, you'd risk a bad dinner. But yeah, with her, you would. You're like, I at least want to get a good sandwich out of this.
I'd be friends. I mean, like, she's cool. I enjoy talking to her. Uh-huh. I mean, it's not like it was, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm like, I've been on dates where I'm like, I never want to see that person again. Or I've even made out with people or more and be like, okay, I'm going to try to avoid that. They'll probably feel the same sounds way about like, me, you know?
Sounds like you're not that into it.
I like her, but it's like I don't really know her.
You're not even willing to risk a bad dinner for her.
I don't know if that's really like...
It's not fair of me.
Well, maybe I would risk a bad dinner, but I wouldn't go to a place that I knew was bad.
Yeah, I was gonna ask that because I think there's a difference. I think there's a difference between...
There is a big difference.
Oh, you've recommended some place. We get there. It turns out it's not to your taste versus she's suggesting that a good meal will be offered at a place that you know only offers feces.
Yeah, I won't go there. I would not do
okay.
that.
Okay, what if it's...
But if I was really into a woman, if I was really in love, I would eat feces.
Okay, you would eat feces. Okay, so that... Okay, that
yeah, that's true love.
Okay, that helps with...
that's why I try not to fall in love. Because I'd be eating shit
all day. It's true, man.
That's what it is. That's what we figured it out.
Not even a metaphor.
It's a fact.
Well, what if it was food that... I won't harp on this too much longer, but what if it was food that... What if it was food that she liked, that style of food that she was really into, but you're like, eh, that fucking food is gross. It's like a certain type of food.
I would be honest. I'd be like, it's not really my thing.
And she was like, but I really want to go. Will you just come with me?
No.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
I think
she'd be a sucky person to have to force you to go somewhere you didn't want.
Was she having like a bad day or something?
Oh, I know. I guess.
I mean, because I'd go support a friend.
To help me, could you suggest, provide a brief list of some places that would be an example of where you would not go? It doesn't have to be a specific, maybe a type of food or
place where I would not
like. What is a restaurant that you would by default not be interested in going to?
It's really
just curious.
Comes down to, it's less about the kind of food, it's more about the price of the food and the parking situation. No. I'm serious.
Oh my god.
What about the parking?
It's about the parking situation, where the restaurant. Look, I will go to a place that I like not that much if it has great parking. But I, you know, then I will to a place that is just amazing and has no parking.
You hate parking, basically.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Is it parallel parking or just any?
No,
parking?
Any kind. Well, no, if there's no parking available. Like, I'm fine with parallel parking. If they say, hey, there's street parking, that's fine. I mean, if I can find.
What do you feel about those, like, parking decks where you have to, like, look, drive all around and they're all full?
I'm fine. If there's parking available, I'm cool with it.
No, but I'm saying, like, the indoor, like, parking structures. Yeah. And it's pretty full, so you have to drive around and look for an opening.
Ah, but at Tyson's, they have all the numbers now. They show you. Like, they show you each lane, like,
if
how
I
many
know,
free spots there are.
Yeah, if I know there's parking somewhere in that... that facility.
So basically, you'll go to Tyson's no matter what, because like there will always be parking.
Yeah,
even though it's full and you
could
have
to
hunt around.
Okay, listen. Hey, Dan.
Well, if it's full, I wouldn't want
to
go.
Let's name all the places at Tyson's that he could go on a date because they have good parking. It's conveniently located because people the women could get there by metro or car because they would also have good parking.
Legal seafood.
You got Gordon Biersch.
How expensive is
Maggiano's?
You've got the
You can't think about price, man.
There's a Spanish restaurant there.
That's one of his important.
La Paz, I think. It's really good Spanish food.
Oh, yeah, La Paz,
food.
Yeah.
They're really good.
I'd go there.
I had tacos there, and I thought it was like back in L.A.
Really?
Oh, really? That was that?
It's called La Paz?
I'm going to ask you. I was like, I was back in L.A.
Back
I spent a 1 week in L.A.
Like,
once.
Remember when Patrick lived in L.A.? Remember when Patrick lived in L.A. and he was a player?
Nisha Thai? Is there a Nisha Thai?
Huh?
Yeah, Nishitai, but that's across the street.
That's really old school Tyson's. Yeah.
Oh, okay. BJ's is like your standard sort of like bar and grill. Still, you know, get some Southwest egg rolls or some shit like that.
Auntie Anne's pretzels.
I kind of honestly would like her to come out to Atlantis at this point. Like, I'd like to.
The restaurant.
I drove all the way out to fucking McLean. So it's like now it's her turn to come to my neck of the woods.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
Like, because if she really likes me, she can come.
Why don't you have her meet you in Fredericksburg?
In Fredericksburg,
it's down there.
I did go on a date with a girl 2 weeks ago. She was in Frederick, Maryland.
That's not the same as Fredericksburg.
But he mentioned it because it has a similar name.
Yeah, well, no, like it has the same amount of distance. So I'd rather go to some place that I've been recently.
I bet you Frederick is farther.
You think Frederick is further than Fredericksburg?
It's like 60 miles away, isn't it?
Well, Fredericksburg is close to an hour.
It was about an hour.
I thought Fredericksburg with no traffic. Fredericksburg would be like 30 minutes.
You're right. With no traffic, it's just there's always.
Oh, so Fredericksburg is closer than Frederick.
It's hard to say.
Frederick is a horrible place. Like Fredericksburg is no great place either.
Frederick was a gross place,
but it's like better than Frederick.
Frederick was a shitty place.
Well, it had a cool mountain view. You could like see the mountains in the backdrop, right?
In Fredericksburg or Frederick?
Frederick, right?
Frederick's in the mountains. Yeah,
I didn't see any mountains.
Like the hills.
I just went and hung out for a bit. I didn't really.
Okay, so
it was kind of I wouldn't want to live there.
I'm still actually confused about your parking, because the criteria of your parking.
Yes.
If you're in a parking deck, a parking structure.
Yes.
And it's really full, but you know there's probably parking, but it's really full.
Is it expensive?
It's like $5. No, okay, I'm talking about what you hate about parking.
I hate either paying for parking or when there's no parking.
Okay, so let's say it's free. And it's hard to find parking in the structure you're driving. You don't know if there's free space, but there probably is. But you know you're going to have to hunt around for
a while.
That's
not okay. If I know it's there, I don't mind hunting around. But if I think if there's a possibility it's not there, fuck that shit.
Okay,
I ain't going down that path.
So there's a very good chance there could be parking, but the fact that you don't know that it might be full stresses you out.
But I would trust somebody. Like if Patrick were to tell me, trust me, you'll be able to find parking.
Hey,
I'd
Daniel,
be like,
okay. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah,
you're going to find a parking space.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
You should have like
because
an
he's
app
not,
where Patrick says that in the app.
Well, he hasn't burnt me. But if I ever went to a place, because I've been to places where people said, you'll be able to find parking. I couldn't find parking. They're off the advice list.
So you're afraid of the unknown, is what you're saying.
But you could get me one time.
You're afraid.
Yes, I'm very afraid of the unknown.
There's still
things
plenty
that
of
aren't
parking
within your control.
By the locker room.
What's that?
There's still plenty of parking by the locker room.
There is. No. I would go to the locker room. I'm just saying I'd rather go somewhere else where there's easier parking.
Right.
I mean the parking.
There is a lot of parking at Atlantis.
Yeah, the Atlantis, it's a huge fucking parking lot. You can't, there's no parking there, something really crazy has happened.
Yeah, that's true that, though.
I mean, yeah, I've never been in that shopping center and not found parking. I mean, it's just, so I don't know. So that's my thing. I know it's kind of selfish, but
I'm
almost 40 years old. I just turned 39 last Wednesday.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm allowed to be an old
curmudgeon.
Crotchety curmudgeon on some level, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. It's like, I don't like going places where I can't fucking find parking.
Yeah. No, I fucking.
I know I need to get over some of this. And again, if I was really into a woman or if, you know, there was some reason that I was going there, I'll put up with it. But I have to have a really good reason.
And she's not a good enough reason for you to do that at this point.
Well, I don't
in time.
Know her. I mean,
that's fair.
Yeah, no. Fair. I mean, like, I'm not going to jump. I'm just not going to jump through hoops for some girl, for some woman. You know what I mean? Like, even if I like the woman, I'm at a point in my life where I'm old enough where I'm not jumping through hoops for women.
Like, they don't got any parking. We're not going to go there.
Well, yeah, right.
I know that sounds.
Maybe we'll go somewhere else.
Well, if she specifically wants you to jump through hoops, then yes, that's who's got time
that's
for that
a red
shit.
Flag.
Yeah,
too.
It is a red flag. Yes.
Yeah.
And where do you live? Where do I get to park? You got a driveway? Street parking? Parking deck? Do I got to get a guest pass? Because if I got to get a guest pass,
forget it.
No deal.
Jerry?
I'll go somewhere with a guest pass.
But there's
parking. Don't worry, there's parking.
Yeah.
I know you're a bad Parker. A mad Parker.
Mad pocket.
Well,
yeah,
it sucks. I mean, that's one. I think there's two factors, because on the one hand, 100% agree, and I share your views about like going someplace in a car where you have to park, and you're like, I don't know if I will have the opportunity to do so. Am I going to have to drive around?
in a million circles.
I won't date women in D.C. Even though but I went in up to Frederick to hook up with the girl up in Frederick, and
just
that was
not
an hour
here,
away because I knew there'd be parking.
Huh. But I posit, I assert,
it was actually more of a pain in the ass for me to do that.
I posit and I assert that one of the issues is not that your motivations are incorrect. I think they're correct. But I think you might have be missing some information in some cases because in DC is in a lot of ways better than Arlington. There are lots of places to park in DC for free or for cheap. There is definitely confusing parking, and it sort of depends where you are in DC. The issue is how do you learn that? You learn that if you go to DC a lot.
Yeah, that's
true. You don't figure it out. Once you figure it out, you suddenly realize, "Oh, I know I can park back here, and that's only 3 blocks from the cool, you know." Mm-hmm. You figure that out. And then
I get lost
then
whenever
cool.
I go into DC. I've lived in this area my entire life, and I have a GPS. I get fucking lost.
The GPS
when I
is pretty good. But
I'm an
it
imbecile
depends.
When it comes to. Like, I'm serious. Like it's one of those things where I find
Arlington more complicated to find parking in. It depends, and I don't mind paying for a garage if I have to pay for a garage.
In Clarendon, when I was working at Harry's in Clarendon, when it was around, when people would ask for directions to a place. To a store or something, I knew exactly how to get there. I just could see it in my head. I couldn't figure out how to describe it to them because it was so weird. It's like you go left, but kind of, but not really. You go on the left on the right side.
No,
it's
2 weeks ago,
like
I had
impossible.
A fucking meltdown because I was some guy asked me to go out and do something in Arlington, and I couldn't find the fucking entrance to the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then later he says, "There's like, oh, there's street parking," and I'm like, "Okay, I've gone around. I'm sitting at the fucking, you know, that the falafel place up there. Anyway, I'm sitting
where in Arlington.
Yeah, what's that? That's not falafel. Anyway,
okay.
Arlington sucks.
Yeah, and I was like, look, man, and I told him, I was like, look, man, I got to go home. I can't do this.
Oh, I remember that. That was, yeah,
and I
remember.
Felt bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt bad about it, but I'm like, I this is too much for me, and I literally, I was like. The shame of and the embarrassment and the amount of disappointment I was going to give this guy was not half as much as my frustration. And, like, I would just rather deal with the shame of not being able to find the place than deal with the frustration of looking around some more, you know?
Yeah, you were really pissed off that night.
I wasn't pissed off at
maybe
him.
Pissed off, no, not at him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the wrong word. Maybe you were more just like...
I was frustrated with
like
the whole...
You were, like, worked up. Or something.
Well, because, yeah, I have a routine. Like, on Wednesdays, I go over to Nick's house, and then I had already, like, decided I was going to go do this thing for this guy. Mm. And then he didn't fucking tell me that there was no place to park.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of
you
a betrayal.
You can't park your car here.
That's kind of a betrayal that he didn't tell you there was
nowhere
to park.
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, he might have. He fucking
hates
you.
Have a beneficial day.